Dead Red Pill Hardcore Double Dosage After Show. Double Dosage After Show. After Show. After Show.
After Show.
After Show.
Yes. All right. Thank you, guys. Hey, you guys are wonderful. Thank you for tuning in to the after show here. I know we get quite passionate on the show, and we typically either relax on this hour or get even more passionate. Just depends on what's going on. It depends on who's calling in. Depends on what the topic is. So, that you're hearing in the background is my co-host.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I was muted, folks. I'm going to be walking and talking with you, taking you outside for a moment. I'll just be honest with you. I got a little out of touch. I had a huge mind fart. I actually thought it was Monday in my time. And we've had our clocks go back. So I woke to Mike ringing me this morning. And it was 3 a.m. I was like, what happened here? I didn't know what day it was. So I persevered through the first hour. And I'm going to be able to comment in as I'm walking. So continue, Mr. B.
Well, you know, you've had it hard. You've had it hard. Very hard. So being without a... Well, a cigarette for the past day or two. and it makes me laugh because you picked up the UK lingo every time you say, yeah, that word. Anyhow, being in the UK over there, it's got to be different. Right? I mean, how much different, I don't know, would it be being in the UK versus the US?
Well, you get a lot of difference in terminology. And yeah, the word bag is not necessarily a derogatory term meant to insult somebody. It could be a bundle of sticks, a single stick, you know?
Yeah.
The faggot was a bundle of sticks. But at the end of the day, we call cigarettes fags here. Yeah. I've been calling them that for a long time. And if you hang around me long enough, you'll start calling them that too.
well,
out here this 12 morning.
Years. 12 years, right?
Oh, I did UK for 14 plus years.
You didn't pick up the accent.
I've been other places since and kind of it's rubbed off. Well, it's kind of left me a bit.
Okay. Yeah, I've always wanted to pick up the accent if I ever move there.
In all fairness, I don't see a convenience store's lights on. Oh.
Guys, and just on that subject, PayPal.me, or no, go ahead, Rob. Put out your PayPal.
PayPal.me/ Robert Deutsch. RobertDeutsch. Y'all, excuse me.
Rob has been without a lot of money here since he's been targeted by, I guess now several governments, and exiled to the UK. He lives in Turkey. He has actually moved. And not even of seeing his new home, seeing as how his significant other had to pick up and go. So, I mean, this is a situation. He's got to get home, guys. He's got to get home. There's a lot of red tape to go through. But, again, he's not able to work. He's not able to do anything. Bing. In another country here, and we gotta get them back home. If you guys have a heart, please donate, even just to get them through the week, some rations, some cigarettes, Because if I have to hear anything more about fags, I'm just gonna I'm gonna roll over and die. We gotta get some cigarettes.
But the devil makes me smoke. The devil's fault. I see a light about a quarter of a mile away. So it looks like a store. Oh, addictions suck. That's when I need to kick. But well, back to the V2K stuff. They so openly target, they get such a predictable result that they can write a textbook about it, like we're seeing here.
Well, human psychology is something that hasn't changed over the past 100,000 years. So, although psychology in itself is pretty much a pseudoscience, results vary based on... Results should vary based on different people and whatnot, but the fact that we have been socially engineered into a corner, you can get more and more and more predictable outcomes. Since you set the table, you know, you know what's going to be placed there. So that's just how that goes. Unfortunately. But there are antisocial people like me. Yeah, people look at me weird when I say that. Yeah, I know. Yes, I'm a guy in media. I'm on camera. I'm on radio. I'm on, whatever. But had it not been for my targeting, nobody in the world would know my face. Nobody would know my name. And that's just the simple fact about it. Yes, I've had the opposite reaction. Everything that they've thrown at me. Direct opposite. Am I a targeted individual? No, I'm you target me, you're targeting several groups. Special interest. You're targeting a way of life. You're targeting a lot of things. You know, these people have too much to lose. I can't understand why. Why? But again, thinking like a psychopath, you understand. Psychopaths, very special thing. A very special thing about psychopaths, besides all the evil and non-empathy having, all that stuff aside, the one thing that is very special about psychopaths that I find is that they cannot understand the concept of boundaries. Let that sink in. A psychopath does not understand boundaries. You can draw a line in the sand and say, don't step over that. I'll smack you. They'll step over that line. Whether you smack it or not. They're habitual line steppers. So, one thing that they do understand is consequences. You gotta speak their language. When a psychopath is harassing you, the only way to curb their behavior is to make them feel pain. And I don't mean that literally. It can be literal, but I don't mean that literal. You gotta make them see consequences. You gotta fight force with force. Fire against fire. That is the language that they understand. And so, for these people who are so, rally this and rally that and march here, march there, I just... It's futility. Unless you have a rucksack and a rifle, you're doing... that in vain. I really wish people would grow a pair and do what needs to be done. I mean, to be honest with you, I mean, sort of like what I'm getting at is like Blade. Remember Blade? Wesley Snipes, the first one, where he's like, you know, you gotta wake up from the sugar-coated world, and I forget the exact quote. Smell the crap underneath, and you gotta learn to pull the trigger. Well, listen, this is our survival here on the line. You got extremely secretive societies with unlimited funding and resources who want to see 95% of us dead. And all people can think of is, oh, well, somebody else will do the march. Somebody else will speak out. Somebody else will do the revolution. I'm content with being a slave and going along with it. And I cannot understand that. I cannot. It actually gives me, I don't know, I just want to throw up when I think that such people exist. Better to be in the devil's right hand than in his path, huh? I don't think so. I'm not going to make love to the world. I'm going to F it, all right? That's just what I'm saying. That's what I'm here to do, and I hope I can get other people to wake up and join me.
So you're going to put that. You're going to put the extra effort into it.
Yeah.
And F it.
Right.
I'm back home now. No success. The coffee would have been nice.
Oh boy!
They're beaming me. They're beaming me. V. All I can think about is coffee and cigarettes.
No, that's just you being a freaking 56-year-old. See, that's a habit I didn't start. I don't drink coffee. I don't. I can't.
How dare you?
I'm 35 years old. I got a full gray Moses beard right now, 35 years old, but I don't drink coffee. And yes, I will be shaving before I start doing TV recordings. Yes, I go back to my usual look. I won't be Grizzly Adams.
You got to give us a Holy Moses show. No, at least one. You put the robe on, we'll get you a walking stick.
I go to the NSA and say, let my people go.
Yeah, you're right. You get a striped a bath towel or beach towel, cut a hole in it, stick your head through it. You know, you can get that whole Charlton Heston thing going. throw the plagues down, cause the pain. Let my people go. There will be pain.
They'll think I'm illegal and deport me.
Well, if they do that, you'll get thrown on the other side of the wall, and then you'll really see what the plan is.
Including quarantine. Shipped out of the country in a box. Oh, well, yeah. So, anyhow, enough of that. I just hate these bastards. I hate them. I hate them. No. There is so much.
They're definitely not on my Christmas card list, you know? That's for sure.
Well, I mean, there's just not a lot of people that know or can understand the size of it. I mean, you've got Greenpeace that had, what, lots of ships in the ocean to stop whale poachers or hunters, whatever you want to call them. This is to stop them from killing whales, and you've got this large organization over here to go against this government agency. This is, you know, who's standing in front of the NSA? I hear crickets. So, if it's a one-man war, then I gotta do this Rambo style. I gotta put traps here, bombs there, assault rifles with strings over here. Triggers here. So that's basically how I've been doing this entire thing, to tell you the truth. As they keep projecting and throwing things into my life, well, okay. You know, trigger this trap, that trap. The evidence I have of their electronic harassment, their tampering. For example, I paid my phone bill, my Skype phone bill, last week on the 22nd, and a day or two later, I got a phone call from, let's just say a business partner, and we're discussing terms and percentages, things like that. I got a phone call from him that I couldn't answer. Skype refused to let me answer. Because I acquired a new business. yeah, I was planned on going on my calling rampage of all these anti-5G organizations to, you know, promote my documentaries and let them know what's going on. Yeah, my Skype phone doesn't work. Oh, you need Skype credits to make this phone call. Yeah, I'm looking at the... I'm looking at the receipt, the emailed receipt for my bills being paid. So that's the kind of stuff, you know, get screenshots of that, record, video record, those kind of things. And, you know, they're falling for trap after trap after trap for everything they want to do. For everything they want to touch, they're going to leave fingerprints. This is not a fingerprintless crime, as they brainwash themselves into believing. It's not. There's evidence of everything. For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. And sometimes, yeah, something left over to mark the event. Absolutely. So, I mean, they disgust me. They're disgusting. Psychopathic flesh bots. Absolutely.
Yeah, disgusting is one word for it. It's very anger-inducing. The fact they feel they have the right to do this to us is in itself a crime.
They have the mentality of the Rothschilds, rich people. Yes, because we're so wealthy, we do have the right to guide humanity, control everyone, make them do as we see fit. There was a quote. I'm going to see if I can find it. Then I'm thinking about it. There was literally a Rothschild quote that said that only they know better. only they can control humanity. It is their right to control humanity. And that is the concept. That is the mentality that they have. Again, something that they have tried to get across to me is, there's too many people. There's too many people on the planet. Well, if you think that, then by God all means, kill yourselves. If you believe that, please. Please do. Take one for the team. Didn't you swear an oath to protect and serve? Well,
yeah, take your family with you. You know, take the whole family, your whole gene line. If they think our genes ain't good enough, their gene line should go away. There you go. That's enough. We start depopulating that. All these people that we supposedly owe trillions and trillions of dollars to on a planet that never gave me a pill for rent, you know, is who do those people pay rent to? You know, no one. So it's the days are numbered.
Oh, yeah, well numbered. it's inevitable. I mean, common sense would tell you, you know, you can only do so many bad things before it catches back up to you. It will catch up to you. Everything catches up to you. So I grimaced with just thinking of the backlash. Where am I going to be when this backlash happens? You know, when everything is blooded out to the public, when everybody does find out about this. Well, I mean, the backlash. And are they really going to be using their contingency weapons and shutting everybody down, their nervous systems, like as if they were just soulless automatons? Are they really going to mind wipe the planet while they go underneath the ground?
It's possible. They brainwashed the planet, and in a way, that's already a mindwash. They already have, in so many ways, mindwashed us. They just haven't got us all marching in line yet, like they want, like good little worker ants.
Well, there is an anime, and it hit me like a ton of bricks when I watched this anime, because I was, of course, planning. You know, you got to plan, and when you plan, you have contingency plans. Well, so do they. They have contingency plans for all kinds of situations. But it hit me like a ton of bricks when I was watching this anime called Wind of Amnesia. No, I'm sorry. A Wind Called Amnesia. Not to give away too much, the movie starts off with a guy basically not knowing who he is, acting like a feral animal, and it's basically a post-apocalyptic world, and he finds a scientist who can speak and teaches him how to speak and teaches him science, and teaches him what happened to the world. Oh, everybody lost their memory all of a sudden because of some technological, infrastructure. So this should sound very close to home here. Now, this is an old anime. It's not a new one. It's very old. It's a classic. And so it hit me like a ton of bricks when I watched it. It's like, wow, you know what? That seems to be one of their contingency plans. I mean, where can you go without there being a cell tower? Where can you go without there being Wi-Fi? Where can you go without there being some satellite dish? Where can you go? Up in the mountains? Maybe?
Elon Musk is making sure there is nowhere you can run from this tech.
A lot of mountain ranges I've seen have power lines going all the way down the ridge. So, I mean, it's like, wow, where could I go? So, underground military bases, guys. Underground military bases. Where they have...
Maybe you could buy one of those old missile silos out west. They're designed to ward a lot of EMF and EMP type pulses. It's a shame you have to do something like that just to get away from to have the freedom of mind to know you're not being beamed, that you could be your own free and independent person and not have to worry about, you know, it isn't even a worry. It should be a fear that it's going to happen again because it's tangible. What's going on to us? We're not crazy. And here's the NSA document to prove we're not crazy. We're just too woke.
Once again,
overdose of the red pill. Again,
they target extremely smart people. You know when someone's very intelligent. but they're saying something that doesn't make sense to you. Oh, okay, okay. Well, they must be crazy. But you don't ever see someone who is extremely dumb who seems also completely off the rocker, do you?
No, but a lot of the people that are homeless or something that seem off their rocker, if you sat down and have a conversation with them, a lot of them are extremely intelligent. They have highly educated and well-read.
Right. That's the program. That's where it puts you. Homeless or suicide. If you do not want to go along with their program. So there are fighters out there. There are people who will not go along with the program. I just wish they didn't end up in the gutter and get into a position to fight, like myself. So, I don't know. I kind of want to have that platform. I want to have that step to where people can do what I do. I want to get people into their own media or join someone else's. I don't care. We have to saturate the public with this reality. I mean, they're going to try to cover it up, continuously cover it up with the mental police now, the mind police. The social workers that are going to be joining police. Well, police state where every cop comes with a freaking mental health counselor. Oh, wow.
Yeah, with a big file in that person's hand so they can consult straight away on what have they contrived against you.
Yeah, exactly. Only in a world like this can you be crazy and that be considered a crime. Or even more so, not be crazy, telling the truth, and it being even more of a crime. Oh, I can't find that quote anywhere. Oh, it was a good one. But anyhow, Rob.
Yeah. There's been so much information in this document as a whole. It warrants going back through because that computer voice quotes references of things and keyword phrases that you'd have to go dive into yourself and probably end up finding another document that very specifically tells you the exact step-by-step, blow-by-blow of how to break a human mind in this particular way. How to tweak their piggy toe to make them feel uncomfortable. You know, that was ridiculous to hear some of that stuff.
Absolutely. Breaking the human mind. That, you can't get that back. You can't. There have been many times where they pleaded with me to stop doing what I'm doing. It's like, I don't see any reason why I should stop. I mean, you've destroyed my previous life. I've had to start fresh. I've had to basically, in order to do that, go on conquest. like Conan the Barbarian style. Just to get what I got today. Am I going to give that up? I can't give that up. Anyway, guys, we're going to go to commercial break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, We also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Please view, like, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Stop Terrorism. Please contact us if you or anyone you know who wants to be on our show at thetruthpharmacy@gmail.com. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Well, Benny worked at the NSA for more than 30 years. He was a famous and highly regarded employee there, but he resigned in 2001, saying the agency was building illegal mass surveillance networks. He says that President Trump almost certainly has been spied on by the government, was being spied on, and probably for a long time. Bill Binney joins us now. Bill, thanks a lot for coming on.
Thanks for having me, Tucker.
Just said in my intro, you spent 30 years there. You're not someone who's speculating, and you believe it's entirely possible that the president was in fact spied on?
Yes, in fact, they're taking in fundamentally the entire fiber network inside the United States and collecting all that data and storing it in a program for they call it Stellar Wind is the name for their program. That's the domestic collection of data on U.S. citizens, U.S. citizens to other U.S. citizens, everything we're doing. Phone calls, emails, and then financial transactions, credit cards, things like that. Yeah, all of it.
So if you found someone objectionable or dangerous, the temptation would be profound to locate information on that person and perhaps misuse it, would it not be?
Yes. And for example, inside NSA, they had a program called LoveInt. That's where the analysts in NSA looked into that data to find out if their lovers were cheating on them. That's the extent of the data collection that NSA is doing.
But, I mean, I grew up believing that NSA was not allowed to collect data on Americans. It was supposed to be outwardly focused on our foreign enemies. And you're saying that that's been perverted for many years.
Yes, since 2001.
So what do you make of considering what you just said is that the NSA has all the information? So presumably they could prove or disprove the claims about Russian tampering in this election. They could prove or disprove Trump's tweet about being spied upon. Why wouldn't they?
That's, well, That would get into the extent of which they've penetrated the network inside the United States. There's another program going on here that not too many people are talking about. They're not even addressing. I think you were trying to get at it with your previous guest. Inside NSA, there's a set of people who are, and we got this from another NSA whistleblower who witnessed some of this. They're inside there. They're targeting and looking at all the members of the Supreme Court, the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Congress, both House and Senate, as well as the White House. And all of this data is there at, inside NSA in a small group where they're looking at it. And the idea is to see what people have power over you are going to, what they think you should be doing or what they're planning to do to you, your budget or whatever, so you can try to counteract it before it actually happens.
I mean, that's just East German. And by the way, that's got to be illegal. Yeah. I do not believe that that is legal. The oversight committees.
No, it isn't. No,
right, are supposed to be preventing that stuff. And I remember having a conversation with the former Republican chairman of the Oversight Committee, Mike Rogers, and saying this is a big deal and getting an answer in effect, well, you know, terrorism. That doesn't sound like this has anything to do with terrorism.
No, this bulk acquisition, by the way, is inhibiting their ability to detect terrorist threats in advance so they can't stop them. So people get killed as a result, which means, you know, they pick up the pieces and clean up the blood after the attack. That's what's been going on. I mean, they've consistently failed. When Alexander said they'd stopped 54 attacks, and he was challenged to produce the evidence to prove that, he failed on every count.
So, but the NSA is not, this is my last question, but and it's an obvious one, the NSA is not its own country.
The NSA most definitely think that they are their own country. They think they are their own sovereignty. They think, well, once again, open up your browser, your search engine, type in Illuminati backwards, see what comes up. They think they are the creme de la creme when they're just not. Yeah. So, 54 attacks that they supposedly stopped and could not provide 1 ounce of evidence. We know the NSA has not stopped any terrorist. It is a crime that the Patriot Act gets renewed over and over and over again when they themselves have not caught anyone with terroristic acts. They have not arrested anyone. They have not stopped anyone. Which goes to tell you that this agency has a different purpose. It's not their purpose. Any agency that has funding to do something and doesn't do it, well, guess what? Funding to that agency gets cut. Next round of tax cuts. Who's going to go? Oh, NSA hasn't stopped any terrorism? Chuck them. Get rid of them. But no. They're staying there, and they're staying in control. In control, people. Can you see what I'm talking about here? They obviously have a different purpose. It's nothing to do with national security. See how they are not able to stop any terroristic acts or stop any cybercrime, for that matter. Cybercrime happens, who do you get referred to? The FBI. Bill on IC3. They can't even pretend to do their jobs. But yet they have all these politicians scared of surveillance on themselves. Scared. And all of a sudden, you know, a politician gets in office and the NSA gets another free check. Another blank check to write whatever they want on it. Do whatever the hell they want. The theme here is mind control. Do you guys see where I'm going here?
Absolutely. Can y'all get that? Also, the NSA is going to definitely feather its own nest. It's going to perpetuate its own existence, isn't it? And, well, since when does the government sell us a program that actually does what it's sold to us to do? You know, NASA comes to mind, these deep, endless blank checks that these things make this cash, and they do what they want.
But NASA has built rockets that has gone out to space. NASA has built rockets that have gone to the moon. The NSA has not caught any terrorists. The NSA has not brought any security to the nation. Zero.
Yeah, you're right about that. Sure. And all they'll do is say they did something. You can't prove it that you did anything, you know, because nobody saw the terrorist, and they say we thwarted the terrorist. When the government became the terrorist, the deep state government, after 9/11, that's when they really showed their hand. They've been the terrorists for a very long time. So they ain't stopping themselves. Are they? That's just they.
From the only thing that I can see thus far is... As far as terrorism is concerned, they're creating the terrorists. Yeah.
Well, that's true. Well, you do often hear about the U.S. will go into a country under a police action and then train a group of militants in the U.S. way of fighting so that militants will then fight who they say to fight, that whoever group of people in the country that's keeping the deep state from being in control. And then later on, 10 years down the road, that group that they trained, the U.S., turns into a terrorist group that we have to train more people to go up against, and then it's a perpetual cycle of ignorance. It absolutely is.
Imagine having your life ruined by somebody who's got to do it sitting from a damn computer.
Yeah.
Our greatest, an
algorithm does it. You know, AI itself could ruin your life based on criteria that somebody puts in. Oh, you'd like this kind of a post? You posted about that? We now are on the target list. You know, the algorithm sees these things. And they're even pointing out to people that you'd like to post that they consider to be fake news. We're starting to see these things come up. And then all the terminology to villainize us.
The finger pointing, yes. Absolutely. and I want to talk about this before. Can you bring up Blink, Mike? Anything on this guy who, speaking of sitting in front of a computer, was pleasuring himself in front of
Oh, I'll find that.
Can we talk about that, please? People, if you don't instinctively cover up any camera that you must use, there's something wrong with you. you're Pollyanna, I guess, thinking everything in the world is fine. I have everything covered. When a camera's not in use, it's put away or covered. How many guys are actually there yanking away in front of a computer with a camera on it? It's not covered. That seems unrealistic to me. I don't want to get graphic towards the end of the show here, but I'm pretty sure this guy's coworkers didn't appreciate it. I know the NSA loved it. as Sissy Boyd, as a lot of these guys are, I know they loved it, but how many... What would possess you? Because can you answer me that?
Well, Well, he just had to have it right then and there. I'm a bit disgusted about that. You know, that is a private thing.
His co-workers turning him on or something or what?
No, I have no idea. Maybe he was being beamed. I'm trying to find the actual video of the incident. It's becoming a little difficult to find.
You mean a video of the story?
Of the Zoom. Yeah. They're calling him the Zoom masturbator. Google that. Jeffrey Toobin. Toobin. He was been suspended. Horrific scene. You see the guy coming out with the toilet paper going, well, he has to blow his nose. And then you see him set down the hand lotion right there in front of the camera. And people are screaming at him that he's on camera. Stop, stop, stop. They see what's getting ready to happen. He stands up. You see him pull his pants down. And well, that's about the time I kind of turned it off.
This guy, is he a former employee of the NSA?
I don't know. They weren't messing with his REM that sleep, that's for sure. It was rapid arm movement that was going on that day. I said he was daydreaming. Yeah, he just decided this is the time. And he was probably on the clock at the time. You know, he's getting paid. He's working from
an employee.
A lot of the employees that worked with him might have thought he was a right jack off anyhow, and this is all the proof they needed.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Smooth strokes.
Oh. Different strokes for different folks. Where can we go with this?
It's not where you're going, it's where you're coming.
Yeah, he definitely went testes 1-2 on air, that's for sure.
Camera check.
The Zoom masturbator. You know, what's your nickname for at work? Oh, they call me the Zoom masturbator. You know, it's like, oh my God. Will he get another job? Because you know that while he's a wanker. Will you knowingly hire a wanker to your work? This could be endless, you know. I could go on a while about this because I am half tired, so my ability to restrain myself is becoming less and less.
Well, you know. Yeah, please say that.
Here, hang on 1 second. Here we go.
Hey, please set the chat as well.
Yeah, I will,
since I'm not on this account.
No problem. Okay, cool. Go ahead, Sean. Hey, are we on?
I'm sorry, we're on page 12, the second graph from the top.
Okay. Turn your camera off.
All right, so if you look, we're 0.15% higher than 2019. We started this quarter off at 2.75%.
Holy shit.
I don't think he's anywhere.
Can you get that for us? No. How do we turn the speed off?
Wow.
We can't. Oh, hell no. Oh, my God. It was a host. Holy shit.
There you have it.
And there you have it.
Oh. Wow. Okay. Yeah. I just hearing the reactions there. That was not a pleasant thing there. Okay, well.
No.
See, we hear just the audio. Your imagination goes wild.
Yeah, some of those people that witnessed that, they might have had to have therapy after that, you know?
Yeah.
Nobody's going to shake hands with him anymore. That's it.
Well, now, that's the funny thing. And that is something that you really have to think about. And you shake the man's hand, or you don't shake the man's hand. But you shake, you know, you have other business partners. You have other people in your business. Some people. You shake hands every day. just because one is ousted, well, what about the rest? Should there be a study on or something on the application that says, do you masturbate? Check. So no hand shaking? Check.
You have to wear gloves that say biohazard or something like that. What about the nose pickers? You know, I don't like shaking hands. So the one thing about the COVID that's good is that kind of that practice has disappeared. You have people tapping elbows instead. Tell you to sneeze into your elbow and then tap elbows with other people. You know, this is the advice we've been getting.
You know.
Yes.
It's better this than, you know, I can laugh at this. That's actually quite enjoyable, but knowing that these people in these intelligence agencies, they're watching this stuff all day long. Chat roulettes, chat. There's all kinds of chat stuff. Every feed's being watched. You know, hookers and strippers, you know, because COVID, they can't do their thing. So the strip club, guess what, is now on the computer full time.
It always was. The Pornhub, owned by Disney. They want that business. No more wet slap, folks. Those days are over. You never get to see the girl pick up the pile of coins. Some of you know what I'm talking about.
Porn's one
she
thing,
picked
but
up. Yeah.
Security, national security has got full swing into the watching of the people's feeds. Not just to look at the working women, and I guess the working guys too. You know, a lot of these guys are on that fruity side, especially with all the child porn that they watch and peddle all day. But now, I mean, COVID, okay, who's talking about this? Who's talking about that? I really wish I could get a survey. I really wish I could get people to just be able to contact me. Okay, since COVID has happened, and I'm so vocal, I've been hacked this many times, or my account's been shut down, or you know, just some way to be cut off from the world via computer. I'm pretty sure it's happening. It's the unspoken crime that's going on right now. You know, how many people are suffering right now because they can't talk on a computer, nor can they go outside and interact with anybody. That is a big deal. Big deal. Yeah, sorry. I know we had callers, but you guys are going to have to catch us tomorrow night. Call in earlier in the show, please. And jump on your topics. We'll talk about whatever you want to talk about. I know I'm trying not to keep up with current events because, you know, I mean, how much of a distraction is this going to be? What's going to happen with this? What is going to be the end all everything of this masturbator situation?
Just, you know, to digress a little from that, or to actually raise the tone a bit, you know, I was asked by Scott, I believe he's from out of New York, about do we have an email contact that we could do for this show that he can send some information to. He had messaged me, so I said I would ask about that, and this information might be good for other people to hear as well. If they want to contact us, is there an email? There might be a guest out there that's want to speak about an issue or some information people may want us to cover. Is there a place that can be sent?
Yes, the email is thetruthpharmacy@gmail.com.
And there you have it. Okay, I'll pass that on as well because Scott sent me some emails. But I said I would give him a message because I do get emails from people sometimes, but if they go to my spam box and I don't see them or I don't check, then it's it's my fault. But I appreciate the stuff you sent, Scott.
Spam box. Okay. Well.
Yeah, the spam box. Anybody that's never emailed you before goes there. It's like, yeah, it's like limbo.
Oh, no. I mean, the spam box is mine. It's loaded. All important stuff, too. All important. Yeah, I know. I know.
Spamity spam. Wonderful spam.
Spam. Spam, oh, yeah. Spam.
Let's throw a little Monty Python in.
Ever since Gmail reformed the platform there, and with these sections, these divider groups, you know, I miss a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff just you'll never see. But again, they have to confuse you, right?
Yeah. Everything. Absolutely.
Ah, oh, wow. Yeah. You know, I'm going to go ahead and just, what's this world coming to? I don't know, guys. You guys want solutions? You guys want to talk? You guys got to call into the show. Once again, call in earlier. Phone number is 800-313-9443. And we're going to really get into this stuff. I know I should be taking this time to relax before everything happens at the beginning of the year, but I don't see that happening. So I'm a workhorse. I like doing this, and I want to talk to you guys. So be sure to contact us. Yes, once again, email is thetruepharmacy@gmail.com. And please, guys, one more time, Your PayPal.
It's PayPal, PayPal.me/ Robert Deutsch, RobertDeutsch. And any help y'all could give me would be nearly life-saving right now. I'll tell you, it's very thin here. That's just to put it mildly.
Absolutely. Guys, have a heart.
No, I need to eat. I need clothing. The basics. You know, it's very cold here, and I didn't even have the clothes when I was refused entry into Turkey. Being targeted sucks, folks. Being beamed sucks. The whole manipulation of it all, the whole downtroddenness and self-doubt. It's just, this has to be stopped. This policies that are allowed to go on in the guise of helping us that are actually hurting and hurting us towards predicted goals of our oppressors has got to cease. We have to take control back.
And we're going to take.
Yeah, we all have to be third-eyed kings and queens.
Third-eyed kings and queens. Exactly.
Absolutely.
All right, guys, catch us tomorrow night. We're going to finish off this sign-up manual, and we're going to have a upbeat after show because I got some other stuff I want to talk about that's ridiculous. So tune in tomorrow night.
Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is with cash. Close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.